going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Derek Harmon, I think, can be a good player. Again, it's not about what they did. It's about what they didn't do. And we can certainly find some passionate reaction on Jackson Dart, on Shedeur Sanders. And we found some. Oh, my God, have we found some. Our old compatriot here, Greg Giannotti. And I was just, during the intermission there, I went down a rabbit hole, and suddenly there's Boomer and Gio, which I watch in the mornings often. And Greg Giannotti, it seems like once a year, maybe once every couple of years, normally fairly mild-mannered, very talented. But once a year or so, he completely loses his mind, and it makes for great entertainment. So you want passionate reaction to Jackson Dart and Sanders. We have a clip here from Giannotti this morning, and also one from Ryan Clark, who was standing around, I guess, at Lambeau, you know, he was going to go on set, but was watching the Steelers pick. Who was he with? Fred Taylor, of all people?
Yeah, he was with his guys from the Pivot podcast.
The old Jacksonville running back, Fred Taylor?
That's his guy.
So here are a couple of extremely passionate reactions. Which one would you like to go with first here, Limits?
Well, let's start with Giannotti first on WFAN with a guy calling him out about Jackson Dart highlights.
Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? Okay,
I sat there and watched. How
no,
many?
No, 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 no. If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Okay, Mike. Okay. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second. For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike? How many times have you watched him play? Seriously. He's a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense. Go look up Matt Corral. How'd that work out?
I just crumpled up a read. I'm supposed to.
Matt Corral's in the UFL, but.
That's great.
That's somebody else called him out on something maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and he snapped. Limits, I think I need to hear that again before we hear Ryan Clark. That was so good. Of course, I don't agree with him, but or John Gruden. I'm on Team Ben. I'm on Team Ham and Orlovsky. I'm on Team Bostic with Jackson Dart. Mm. But man, it's all fun anyway, so who cares? And this was pure entertainment. Let's go back to our friend Greg Giannotti because this deserves a curtain call.
Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? Okay,
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Okay, Mike. Okay. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second. For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike?
More than you.
How many times have you watched him play? How many times? Seriously. He's a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense. Go look up Matt Corral. How'd that work out?
I just crumpled up a read. I'm supposed to.
Matt Corral's in the UFL, but
I love the guy adding that Matt Corral's in the UFL. And then Boomer losing it. Okay, now let's move on to Ryan Clark. So he's standing around. It looks like he's at a party, which I guess he is, like a bonfire or something. And they're waiting to see. Now, Shador is his guy. He wanted the Steelers to take Shador Sanders. And he's there with Fred Taylor and another guy. I don't know who it was on his podcast.
Yeah, the pivot. Here it is.
I mean, Dewey, he's a good player. Mason Rudolph.
He's all right.
He went to Tennessee and got worse. You know what we're going to do? Oh, let's wait for Aaron. Wait for Aaron to make a decision.
Listen, Aaron might be. Aaron going to call. Aaron, give him a call.
We let Aaron Rodgers hold us hostage like we a four. We the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're supposed to be acting like a kid. We acting like a four, like we a 10 up. He didn't go grab the door. Even he thought
he really is a good player.
That's when they get real.
They better play like the 2008 Steelers,
because
we ain't gonna score with 6 points.
Here's your mission, Limits.
Mason Rudolph!
I want you to somehow juxtapose Giannotti and Ryan Clark into a little package we can run in the 1 o'clock hour. That's your mission for the rest
All
of
right,
the show.
I think I can accomplish it.
I wish the visuals went with both, but obviously, well, We're not in the right medium for that, although you can watch us here on 93.7 The Fan, at least see me in the studio, which is small consolation for anybody. When Bob's here, it's a lot more attractive, I would say. But when they're waiting, and they're waiting, you know, like the ball's about to drop on New Year's Eve, just waiting, they're going to explode, they think, in celebration. And instead, they explode in Mason Rudolph.
Major disappointment.
Let me just hear that when he says his reaction is Mason Rudolph. I need to hear that again.
Mason Rudolph.
Now that somehow that should be the short clip that goes along with blah 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 blah, blah to the caller from Gio. So good luck with that the rest of the show, Limits. And before we get to Ray Fittipaldo, we've had a few people step up. Let's give them some room here. Go. Who do we have on the line?
All right, let's go to Neil is in Coriopolis. Hello, Neil.
This has certainly aroused the passions of Steeler fans everywhere. Yes?
Yes, and how is this defensive lineman going to help them score more than 2.7 points in the first quarter and less than 9 points in the first half of games? I mean, you eventually have to draft a quarterback. You have to draft some offensive weapons. I mean, I would have loved to have a wide receiver, get rid of George Pickens, get a second-round pick maybe. If we don't get a pick until the 83rd pick, this is just an epic failure in draft.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Which quarterback would you like to have seen or would you like to see?
You brought me to the Jackson Dart train. I would have loved to have seen what he could do, but they're living in their fears once again, afraid of making a mistake. And you can't have the most expensive defense and an only draft defense all the time. I mean, how many players are still here from the last five drafts? Like, they can't develop anybody. They can't keep anybody. They bring in a bunch of retirees. I mean, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, it's not like they don't draft offense. I mean, they've drafted what?
Just the wrong guys.
Well, not necessarily. Their first three picks last year were Fatano. We don't know. I think Zach Frazier's going to be a good player. We don't know about Roman Wilson. Then the year before, Broderick Jones. And the year before that, they took a quarterback and a receiver. So and the year before that, a running back and a tight end. Listen, the plan here was to have a defense in place, the highest paid defense in football, and then supplement that with a young, emerging, talented offense, and they screwed it all up. That's how you get 10-8, 10-8, 10-8. What are they over the last 4 years? I think 37-32-1 with a minus point differential and three playoff blowout losses in the first round. There's a reason for that. You are right about they keep getting it wrong. Najee Harris, no second contract. Pat Freiermuth, good player. Wrong player to take. Could have had a center. And Creed Humphrey, George Pickens, no second contract, it looks like. Kenny Pickett, disaster from that year. DeMarvin Leal on the other side of the ball, disaster from that year. Broderick Jones the next year, did they get it right? I don't know. Joey Porter Jr., they both took a step back last year. So did Betton. Their top three picks took a step back. And then we don't know about two of the top three picks from last year because of injury. And yet they go. Yet you watch the national shows and it's, oh man, the Steelers, see, they know what they're doing. Do they? I think the chat. Next. And then we'll get to Ray. One more.
All right, here is Robin West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Morning, Fuzz. How y'all doing, man?
What?
I'm lost, man. I don't know what they doing down there. I really don't. Like, they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers. It's crazy. If he's doing this right now, what do you think he's going to do when he gets there, if he comes? Like, he's running everything right now. So, if they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers, man, I was watching that draft yesterday, man. I couldn't believe it. After they... I don't know, man. I know they need defensive tackle help, but you could have did that. You could have addressed that in free agency. You could have paid Grady Jarrett the Aaron Rodgers money that you're holding for him.
Mm.
You could have addressed what you addressed right in the draft in the first round. So I just don't know what they're doing down there.
Who would you have taken, Rob?
I would have definitely took a quarterback at 21 as a steal.
Which one?
I would probably took Sanders. Because I've seen Jackson Dart play, man. I've seen Sanders play. Like, I'm just not sold on that Lane Kiffin offense, man. It just looks like it's just a system anybody could play in for real.
Well, listen, I wouldn't have minded a swing on Sanders either. I wouldn't have. And now it's going to be very, very curious to see where he goes. Let's get into some of that, too. I'm going to get Ray Fittipaldo's opinion for sure on the first round pick. Did he get it right, by the way? Did Ray get that right?
He picked either Harmon or Grant.
I don't know. He had 18 mock drafts leading up to it. He must have gotten it right in one of them, right?
Cabali got it right.
Oh, my God. We'll never hear the end of that.
Well, we won't. He already was tooting his own horn last night on Twitter.
I'm more curious, however, to hear from Ray how he thinks the rest of this draft will go. Does Shador go to the Browns at 33? Oh, limitless wonder?
Personally, I hope so. I hope the Browns take Shedeur Sanders, because I feel like if they take him and they give him an opportunity, and if he shows some things next year, maybe that means they don't pick a quarterback next year with their draft capital.
Man, it's going to be interesting. Some people have Shedeur going elsewhere. I think I saw Seattle was one pick and a couple of other places. And then there's Jalen Milroe, who is an object of great curiosity. Walter Football has the Saints getting him at 40. Pro Football Focus has him dropping all the way to 71 with the Saints. And I've seen a couple people say that the Jets will take Milroe. And now I can't remember where because my notes are scrambled. Maybe 42 for the Jets. And I think that would be brilliant because then you just go all in with two quarterbacks who sort of have similar styles if you're the Jets.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.